Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Hope everybody had an excellent Thanksgiving yesterday. We had a half day in the markets today, but we do still have some news to go through, so we'll talk a bit about the stock, some news on Elon, another recall for Tesla, and a couple of analyst updates. Alright, so Tesla on the day today, hitting a new all-time high, just shy of $600 per share, closing a bit lower than that, but still an all-time high close at $585.76. That was up 2%, that compared to the NASDAQ, up 0.9%. Taking a quick look at the volume for today, again, we did have just over a half day of trading, 3.5 of 6.5 hours. Bookended, of course, by a holiday yesterday and the weekend tomorrow, so I think all things considered, still relatively high volume today, about 37 million shares trading hands, and that's still a little bit over the one-month average of 36.5 million shares, despite this being a half day and a Friday, which tends to have a little bit less volume on average. Tesla today, with its close above $550 billion market cap, also moved up a slot in terms of the rankings for most valuable publicly traded companies. And after talking about Berkshire Hathaway in an episode last week, we get to mention them here again because that is the company that Tesla has passed on the rankings, moving up from number 10 to number 9, and also in terms of US-based companies, up from number 7 to number 6. Quick note here on the S&P 500 inclusion process. When the announcement was made that Tesla will be included, of course, the S&P was seeking feedback on how to structure that inclusion. And just as an FYI, the S&P committee intends to announce the results of that consultation on Monday, November 30th. Generally, their announcements are about an hour and 15 minutes after market close, so we'll keep an eye out for that for the final word on how this is going to be structured. The following day, on Tuesday, December 1st, Elon Musk will be in Germany to accept an award from Axel Springer, the Axel Springer Award. Axel Springer is the largest digital publishing company in Europe. They've got a number of news properties, one of which is Bild, which last time I cited, I got a lot of feedback saying they're not very reputable, so I'm not sure about the parent organization here, Axel Springer. Let me know in the comments. But lifepr.de says about this announcement that Elon Musk will be on hand to personally accept the award, and about the event, they write, quote, "The media and technology company is honoring the inventive spirit and innovative strength with which Elon Musk has revolutionized several industries. An evening under the motto, An Evening for Elon Musk, Mission to Mars, will be specially designed for the award winner and broadcast live from 8 p.m. Central European Time." End quote. For those of us over in the U.S., that would be 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So, maybe kind of interesting, this will feature an interview with Elon Musk about what drives and inspires him, conversation with the CEO of Axel Springer, and according to this Life PR article, it will also feature various other elements that honor the work, vision, and life of Musk, who they call one of the most creative entrepreneurs and brilliant engineers of the digital age. Musk will be the fifth person to win this award, following Mark Zuckerberg, Sir Timothy Berners-Lee, Jeff Bezos, and Harvard Professor Emeritus Shoshana Zuboff. We will, of course, talk about any takeaways from that on Tuesday's episode. So next up here is some more news on potential Tesla recalls. It seems like these days, possible recalls or potential future recalls get as much, if not even more, attention than actual recalls do. But the news here is that the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation, ODI, has opened a preliminary evaluation into Model S vehicles produced between 2015 and 2017, and Model X vehicles produced 2016 to 2017. So you may recall, pardon the pun there, back a few weeks ago we had talked about a recall in China for Model S and Model X vehicles with suspension issues. At that time, Tesla in a letter to NHTSA said, quote, "Tesla was left with the choice of either voluntarily recalling the subject vehicles or carrying a heavy burden through the Chinese administrative process. While Tesla disagrees with the opinion of SAMR/DPAC, the company has decided not to dispute a recall for the China market only," end quote. Tesla said that at that time, the suspension failure in question was occurring in about 0.1% of vehicles in China, which was twice the rate of the 0.05% they were seeing elsewhere, despite the similarities in production, because obviously all those vehicles in China and elsewhere at that point had been produced in Fremont. So NHTSA had actually requested a little bit of information informally from Tesla back in 2016 on some suspension complaints at that time. And obviously, at that point, they found no reason to pursue any of those complaints any further. So just to walk through kind of how this process works for NHTSA, the Office of Defects Investigation first collects data, then they review the data, then they move into an investigation stage. So that would be where we're at now with this specific issue. And even in the investigation stage, there are still multiple levels in there. So Tesla is at sort of the first level of that right now, the preliminary evaluation, PE. And then NHTSA says, quote, "If from the PE investigation, ODI concludes that additional information, testing, or analysis is needed, the investigation will be escalated to an engineering analysis," end quote. I also think it's important to note that NHTSA has two general categories of investigations. One is defect investigations. That's what this is, just looking at the issue to see if it warrants a recall. Then there are also administrative investigations, and that relates to compliance or enforcement issues, and that's not what this is. Anyway, NHTSA says this could affect about 115,000 vehicles, and they've had 43 different complaints so far. But they say there may be an increasing trend because 34 of those complaints have been received in the last 2 years. But it doesn't appear that there have been any accidents or injuries as a result of this. Basically, I probably should have given a little more detail earlier, but basically what's happening is there is a suspension link that may fail, and then that may cause contact between the wheel and the wheel arch. But it sounds like the failure happens more frequently in reverse or really sharp angling of the wheels, which would generally be at very low speeds for something like parking. That hasn't been every single case here. There have been some at higher speed, but most of them have been that lower speed. Anyway, I just feel like the last few days we've gotten a lot of headlines about all these various recalls, so I wanted to go into detail on that just so everyone has kind of the full context on it. But let's move on here. We have updated analyst notes from CFRA. We'll go through that one first. This one is actually from, I believe, Wednesday. We didn't have quite enough time to get to it, but they have increased their price target on Tesla from $550 previously to $650 currently. They say, quote, "We increase our 12-month price target by $100 to $650, implying a 2022 price to earnings of 113 times. Our adjusted EPS remains $2.30 for 2020, $3.50 for 2021, and $5.75 for 2022, end quote. They then talk about the S&P 500 inclusion announcement and write, quote, "We think Tesla's positive momentum is likely to continue in the near term, aided by the robust tailwind of index fund buying. Importantly, the ongoing run-up means that Tesla's cost of capital advantage relative to peers continues to widen, which is critical as the company continues to build new factories and deliver on its goal of increasing auto volumes by 40 times over the next decade, from about 500,000 units this year to 20 million by 2030, end quote. So they bring up a good point there. A lot of you have asked about this. If Tesla may do another capital raise here around the time of S&P 500 inclusion, Tesla can get some money. They can ease maybe the pressure on acquiring so many shares from the index funds. You may say, well, why would Tesla want to do that? They may not actually want a squeeze themselves. That can be pretty distracting. And if they're not actually raising capital during a squeeze, it doesn't really benefit them at all. And they're probably not going to be able to raise, you know, billions and billions of dollars at the top of any sort of squeeze if one were to happen. Not saying it's gonna, just hypothetically, but I'm saying that's not really a disincentive for Tesla to raise capital. So I wouldn't be shocked if they did. And if they were to, I think it would just be another at the market sort of opportunistic slash optional type of raise. But on the other hand, they did just raise $5 billion not too long ago. Last interesting bit from this CFRA note here, they say, quote, "In our view, Tesla shares are also benefiting from expectations that electric vehicles will be heavily subsidized under a Biden administration through the proposed expansion of tax credits, consumer rebates, and aggressive nationwide charging station buildout," end quote. Tough to say how much of that would be getting factored in, but I would note that it has been a really strong, you know, month, a couple of weeks here for other electric vehicle stocks as well. All right, last thing here then, we have a new firm that has initiated coverage on Tesla. This is Northeast Securities, and they have come in with a street-high $700 price target on the stock. This has been pretty under the radar. I don't think I've seen any articles on it yet. It just popped into my Fidelity newsfeed. So for now, I don't have any additional details to share. But that will do it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Make sure you're subscribed, signed up for notifications. You can also follow me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I'll see you on Monday for the November 30th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.